This is Akashvani, the news read by Aditi Lumba. The election campaigning for the second and the final phase of the Bihar Assembly election has peaked. Today, apart from the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, leaders of the other contesting parties also addressed several election rallies. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed public meetings in Aurangabad and Bhabua in support of NDA candidates. Addressing a rally in Aurangabad, Mr. Modi said that NDA will make Bihar developed.
RJD Congress ne Bihar ke yuvaon ko bhramit karne ki bahut koshish ki, lekin unki sari planning fail ho gayi. Iska ek bahut bada karan hai. बिहार का जागरूक नौजवान, बिहार का नौजवान ये देख रहा है कि आरजेडी कांग्रेस वालों के इरादे क्या है.
Addressing another rally in Bhabua, the Prime Minister alleged that RJD Congress tried hard to mislead the youth of Bihar, but all the plans failed. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public rally in Amarpur. He said that this election is about the future of Bihar. Mr. Gandhi urged voters to choose a government that works for them and stands with them in times of need. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Varanasi this evening. Upon arrival, the people of Varanasi and party workers gave the Prime Minister a grand welcome. During his visit, the Prime Minister will flag off four new Vande Bharat Express trains tomorrow. The new Vande Bharat Express trains will operate on the Banaras Khajurao, Lucknow Saharanpur, Firozpur Delhi and Ernakulam Bengaluru routes. These trains will reduce travel time and enhance regional mobility, promote tourism and support economic activity across the country. Election Commission today said that scrutiny of documents was conducted smoothly in all 121 assembly constituencies which went to polls in first phase of Bihar assembly elections. The poll body said no discrepancy and malpractice was found at any of the polling station and no repoll has been recommended in the first phase. Around 455 candidates or their agents are also participated in the scrutiny process. The entire process was videographed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that national song Vande Mataram is not just a song but an expression of the soul of India. The Prime Minister today inaugurated the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi. Addressing an event in national capital, the Prime Minister said that Vande Mataram is a mantra, an energy, a dream and a resolution. He said the essence of Vande Mataram is Bharat, Ma Bharati, the eternal idea of Bharat. The Prime Minister said that the song connects us to country's history and inspires towards future. He lauded the collective singing of Vande Mataram as an experience beyond expression which stirs the heart. Mr. Modi said that Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay started a clarion call for an independent, united and prosperous India through the song. The Prime Minister also released a commemorative stamp and coin on the occasion. He also launched the portal VandeMataram150.in where citizens can upload their videos of singing the national song and earn a certificate. India today hit out at Pakistan alleging the clandestine and illegal nuclear activities are in keeping with its history that is centred around decades of smuggling and export control violations. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India has always drawn the attention of the international community to these aspects of Pakistan's record. Replying to a question on Indian national retired Major Vikrant Jaitley, the spokesperson said consular officials from Indian Embassy in Abu Dhabi have obtained regular consular access and met him on four occasions. He added that the embassy continues to extend all possible consular assistance to him. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a two-nation tour to Angola and Botswana tomorrow. The president will visit Angola on the first leg of a tour at the invitation of her counterpart João Manuel González Lourenço. In men's cricket, India will take on host Australia in the final game of the five-match T20 series at Gabba in Brisbane tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:45 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.